What up, guys? Welcome to Archive TV. I'm Shane, back again for another strain review. Today we are checking out another strain that has been frequently requested here on the channel. This one is the Zope. This particular batch was grown by Resin Ranchers here in Oregon. Genetics on this one are going to be Rainbow Sherbet F2 times Pink Guava. A lot of you guys probably know the RS11. That was the Wizardry selection from that original Rainbow Sherbet line. This one would be the number 16, the Dio selection of that original Rainbow Sherbet line, crossed with a male to get the F2 line, and then that's where you get this one right here, which is their selection essentially from that F2 line. I believe it was pheno number 21 for that one. So Zope right here, I first heard of this strain a couple of years ago. I think it was 22. It was Olympics. They pretty much swept over there. I know they won best overall. I think maybe second place in best terps or something like that. They took a lot of awards over there for this strain. That was kind of the first I had heard of it. And this is probably gonna be my third time trying it. I've liked it both times I've tried it in the past. This will be my first time, actually, no, take that back. Second time trying Resin Ranchers flower. I also tried their Mount Hood Magic, which was like a Durban Poison NL5. So some straight land race shit, which was pretty interesting. This much more modern, kind of weed strain here, as far as you look at the lineage that goes into this one. Been trying to get some variety on the show here lately, so, you know, trying to do a nice mix of old school strains with new school strains. Just based on bag appeal, look, first impressions, I think this is about as polar opposite as we could get from the last review that we did, which was the Double Motorboat times Uishi, that was super more, Double Motorboat side of things. This one, much different. As we dive in and take a look here, you guys can see these nugs right here, super just dense, round, kind of blown out looking. We used to always call these golf ball nugs when I was a kid. A lot of times you see weed that looks like this sometimes, especially if you don't know the grower, red flags kind of start going off. It does kind of have that typical PGR look. This is very 2004. Look to me, all the weed that was coming down from up north during the Granddaddy Purple days kind of had this similar look to it, and there was a lot of PGRs being used in those days, and it would kind of make the buds have that real just like blown out kind of hard rock uniform look to them. That's not the case with this stuff. This is full ambrosia on this stuff for nutrients. I'm not sure about mediums or anything else, or even how long they took this one. Generally 8-9 weeks is going to be good for this one, I would think. Again, clone only strain, so unless you can get your hands on the clone, you know, that's probably why you don't see a lot of people working with this. And that's, you know, something that's true with a lot of the people from that camp, especially Deep East. Like, they do a good job of kind of keeping the stuff that they're really known for kind of close to the vest, so it doesn't have the opportunity to get out there and kind of get spread around too much, grown by inferior growers and poor examples of their stuff getting out there. Let's go in here on the first taster. As I was breaking that up, immediately was hit with a nice, sweet, grapey thing. A little bit of like a more, like a darker fruit rind thing going on in there too. But definitely sweet, grapey. I'll even say the nugs, as you break them up, the inside look of this, it's funny, I mentioned GDP earlier. This reminds me, it's a little bit gummier, I would say. Like I always think of like OG when I think of weed that's like really gummy. Like a really nice OG typically has like a really nice gummy stick to it. This has a little bit more of that than like a traditional GDP, Urkel, Grape Ape type thing. But this has that same distinct look to the inside of the buds when you crack them open. That light green with the dark purple kind of camo mixed in there. It's not like you'll see more with like a gelato where it's like an overall purple hue, or a lot of the purple strains, or at least a lot of the purple colored flower that you see out there on the market a lot today. It tends to be one uniform hue all over the bud. This is more what I would call camo weed. So let's dive in there on the first taster out of the MNP. super, super smooth. I don't know how much of that is because the flower is so smooth and how much of it is because I cleaned this pipe today and I don't think it had been cleaned in 6 months. It's one of those things with dry pipes, it's just easier to get lazy, right? There's no water, you don't see and smell that nasty water. It's just, you know, gets a little bit gunked up, especially if it doesn't have a down tube and it's just a straight hole to the bowl. It's never gonna get clogged. I'm usually really good at keeping pieces clean, but I notice when I'm hitting a dry pipe a lot, it's easier to let it get nasty. But that was super, super smooth. Not like crazy overwhelming on the flavor there on that first hit out of the pipe. Let's do a little more research. It's definitely sweet. It's a little bit more, it's sweet like I was getting on the smell, that kind of sweet candy grapey thing that I'm more familiar with from like a traditional purple. Like I said, some of those classic purple strains of the early 2000s. But this has more of a, like a soury, not a fruity, but like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's got a weird like funky pungent thing there on the back end. Sometimes there's only one way to make the true determination, right? Let's fire this thing up. Ooh. Squeak is back. Actually tastes really nice in the joint. Much more of like a tropical thing than I was expecting. Yeah. Almost like a, not any like particular fruit, but just like a overwhelming tropical flavor. Like a, what was the Starburst that was a tropical one when we were kids? I think it was the blue, like the light blue package. That's what it reminds me of. Again, not any particular flavor in there, but just the smell when you open the package. Another one of those kind of surprising terp profiles, right? Honestly, breaking this up, most weed I get that kind of has this like sweet, grapey, molasses thing kind of tends to have very similar flavor profiles that don't deviate that far away from the way it smells. This one has a little bit of that, but it's kind of something totally different too. I've also never got that soapy thing that some people say they get out of Zope, and that's why I've liked it. Any strains that have that soapy thing that some people tend to really like, I've always hated it. There's some strains that carry that flavor that I don't like. I think the reason that I hate it so much is because I'm scarred from the BHO days of running people's weed if they were like had a small grow next to a dryer or something. Anywhere that dryer sheet smell can interfere with the plants. I don't know, maybe it's just something in my head, but one time we processed some oil for a guy and it smelled so good. I remember to this day it was some headband. It came out smelling 10 out of 10 funky. We were all excited to try it out. Smelling it, it smelled like I could not wait to taste it. It was so pungent, such a pure, nice, typical headband, funky, musky, gassy smell, right? I took the first dab of it right away. Exhaled, the second it leaves your palate, you can tell something's wrong. And then just immediately that overwhelming taste of like dryer sheet, like you just took a dryer sheet out the box, put it in your mouth and just chewed on it for 30 seconds. And immediately just, you know, want to throw up. So I think anytime I taste anything smoking wise that goes even close down that soapy realm, it just brings up PTSD for me. Yeah, this stuff is nice. Smoked a little better in the joint than I wasn't expecting it to, just based off that first bowl out of the pipe. Smoking pretty clean. Not the craziest oil ring, but we got a little bit of oil going on here. And yeah, really, really smooth on the lungs. This stuff's nice. I may actually do a review of that Mount Hood Magic, because I think it's kind of a specific to the Pacific Northwest strain. And it'd be kind of cool, even though it's Durban, NL5, like nothing crazy that hasn't been documented before, but it'd be kind of fun for me to smoke with you guys, just because, again, like, cross of two Landrace strains, like, what else is that? What else can you think of off the top of your head that's out there right now, readily available as a consumer, that's a Landrace cross, you know? I can't think of anything off the top of my head, so... That might be a fun one to do from them. Been enjoying their menu too, just like a lot of these other Oregon brands I've been reviewing for you guys lately. I want to get back out to California here soon, and got a list of California brands that I want to review as well. I know obviously there was some news made this past week with the LA Times story that came out about testing and all that. So that's probably something we'll dive into here pretty soon as well. If you guys can think of a strain that you want to see me review on the next video, put it down there in the comments. While you're there, let me know what you're smoking on. What's in your jar today? What's in your joint? What's in your bong? What's in your pipe? I think that pretty much does it for this one, guys. I will see you on the next one. Before you leave, like, subscribe, press the buttons, do all the things. See you next time. Bubble hash and heady glass, I got a crazy stash. Roll one for my people, cause I really hate to pass. Old school sour diesel, that's a tank of gas. Waking